All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome in to an April 1st edition of Daily Faceoff Live, and this show is no joke. I'm Tyler Remchuk, Frank Saravalli with me as always. The show, as always, brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. One of the best stretches on the sports calendar is right now, and Betano's got you covered for whatever you want to get in on. 19 plus, please play responsibly. We're live on the DFO YouTube looking for inbox questions. Frank, it's April 1st. Anything get you on the April Fool's Day side of things?
No, I did see a couple cheesy attempts at humor. I'm always down for a good laugh, but nothing really biting so far.
Yeah, nothing really getting me either. It's almost at the point though where you see something that is legit and you're like, I don't know, like you never know what people are gonna like try to spin it as an April Fool's Day joke. So there's been a couple of legitimate things that I'm like, hold up one second, that might not be real.
Yeah, I saw someone earlier today announce a new job and I was like, oh, okay, good for him. And then like the next tweet is like, hey, yeah, just kidding. Like, all right, guess you don't have a job then. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Philadelphia Flyers fans sitting there going, our last 10 games have been an absolute joke, Frank, and it's making the Eastern Conference playoff race a little bit more interesting. So let's get into that. We're also going to talk about another sliding team in a bit with the Winnipeg Jets, and Andrew Patterson will join us. But Frank, with the Flyers, they have now, they're 3 wins in their last 10 games. They're slipping hard. Nothing in their game is going well. And now it's at a point where if the Red Wings win that game in hand, they're going to leapfrog them. How concerned should Flyers fans be about this recent stretch? It took 70 games, but it feels like they're finally coming back down to earth.
Yeah, and look, I think that's the toughest part is you got through the meat of your schedule. You're down to the last 8% of the calendar year, and you're just trying to hold on for dear life. I think to me, the biggest thing is they got through such a tough part of their schedule, and they beat some really good teams in the last couple weeks. They went to OT with the Canes. They beat the Leafs. They beat the Bruins. And you're thinking, okay, this is not a team that's sliding. But this past week, a 5-1 loss to the Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, that's the part that's tough to swallow. So it's not just the fact that you only collected 1 out of a possible 8 points in the last week. It's that your offense also seems to have gone cold, that Rangers game notwithstanding, 6-5 OT loss, that you're struggling to put the puck in the net. And at times you're struggling to keep it out of your own net as well. Some reinforcements on the way. Jamie Drysdale rejoins the lineup tonight against the New York Islanders. That's something certainly to look forward to with a team that, you know, just looking at their back end that had been decimated by injuries and the Sean Walker trade, they could use as much help as they could possibly get. And that's maybe the one thing to hang your hat on. At some point, we're going to see an Ivan Fedotov sighting, in net. And look, you're just hoping, if you're a Flyers fan, that you can hang on these last 10 games of the year to just try and, or 7 games of the year to get there.
Well, and the other thing this is kind of doing is it's giving a couple of fan bases hope when maybe they thought all hope was lost. You look at the New York Islanders, you're 5 points back of the Flyers, but no. you have 2 games in hand, Frank.
No, I'm sorry. No, the New York Islanders 2-7-1 in their last 10. The Red Wings 3-5-2. I mean, the Wings are authentically in there. I'm sorry, the Islanders. I know what the math says. They've played no better than the Flyers. So the Flyers only need to keep playing as poorly as they are to get in.
So then you don't want me to read my point about the Devils either, right?
You can. I don't know if it'll be accurate.
I'm just saying 6 points back, and they not only have the game in hand, but they have a head-to-head matchup still against Philly. I mean, the problem is, though, you have to leapfrog other teams. So, again, not saying it's at all likely, but I think if you were a Devils fan, you maybe wake up this morning going, out, maybe, let's win out.
You'd need to squint pretty damn hard.
Yeah, and that's fair. It does look like it's between the Wings and Flyers now. Shout out to the Washington Capitals, 6-3-1 in their last 10 games. By points, they're technically tied with the Flyers, but a couple of games in hand. So points percentage, there's a pretty significant gap there. They appear to be in the driver's seat to take that third spot in the Metro. Frank, over the weekend and outside of the NHL, the big story was the NCAA Frozen Four. Wanted to give a big shout out to our boy, Colby Cohn, for knocking it out of the park on a handful of the broadcasts. And the hockey was fantastic, Frank. From an NHL perspective, a lot of teams looking at some prospects who are now out of the tournament and their eligibility to sign pro deals. What can you tell us about players or a couple of names that are garnering some interest out of the Frozen Four?
Yeah, so just on a pure, you know, drafted player basis, sounds like Jimmy Snuggerud is closing in on his entry-level deal with the St. Louis Blues. We had a great little piece up today from Steven Ellis, who's all over it on dailyfaceoff.com with some other guys that their teams lost. Scott Morrow, the Carolina Hurricanes, Jackson Blake of the Canes as well, Sam Colangelo from the Ducks, and Isaac Howard from the Lightning. Those guys are all potentially expected to turn pro. So there's that part of it. And then there's also the teams that are probably a little bit disappointed that they might not get their hands on some of their players this season. Guys from, you know, the teams that are advancing to the final, the Frozen Four, Lane Hudson from the Montreal Canadiens, Cutter Gauthier, Anaheim Ducks, Gabe Perreault, potentially New York Rangers, Will Smith, San Jose Sharks. You know, you're taking a look at some of these guys right here that are, in a lot of people's opinions, quite ready to step into the NHL. And then you take a look at now the undrafted free agents. We should just call this signing Monday. We've got like Black Monday. That's when all the coaches get whacked. Well, what about after the regionals for teams that aren't moving on? And you look squarely at the Quinnipiac Bobcats, who played a hell of a game on Sunday against the number one team in the nation in Boston College, who was on the ropes, needed OT to get it done. But Colin Graf has sort of been looked at all season long as the number one undrafted free agent available. I'm told that this is certainly in the works and could potentially happen as soon as today. Teams that have been in on the mix for Graf have been told this morning that they believe he is heading east. So some team in the Eastern Conference. A lot of people seem to be speculating on the Boston Bruins, Don Sweeney, their GM, as well as his executive leadership team and scouting staff. Many of them were at the regional in Providence yesterday, got a firsthand viewing of Colin Graf, who some would say had a tough regional tournament, maybe a tough last few weeks of his season. So Graf, it's easier probably to list the teams that haven't been in on Graf. A lot of Western Conference teams as well. The Colorado Avalanche in the mix, Arizona Coyotes, San Jose Sharks, Edmonton Oilers had spent a long time watching Colin Graf so far this season. And another team in the East, the Pittsburgh Penguins, are believed to have been pretty aggressive as well, which that makes sense. Graf is from Massachusetts. I think he's a Boston Junior Bruins kid. So Boston would make a lot of sense, but of course that isn't done. And another guy that is certainly receiving a lot of attention today as well is Jacob Quillen. Scored some clutch goals for the Bobcats throughout the course of this season. Some would think in talking to some player talent evaluators that I trust that they think Quillen might actually be more suited to playing in the NHL, potentially as someone who could latch on in a bottom six role. Quillen will see if he returns back to Quinnipiac, a Nova Scotia born player. So lots of teams interested in him as well.
There is your rundown on everything that's going down in the aftermath of the Frozen Four being set. We are going to have Stephen Ellis on the show later on this week, and we'll probably get into a few more situations like that with Mr. Ellis. Circling back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, Frank, the Colorado Avalanche are one of seven teams who have officially punched their ticket to the big dance. The Avs get in with a victory over the weekend, and you get a look at just how successful this year has been. If you just go straight wins and losses, 47 and 27 on the season, another strong regular season for the Colorado Avalanche heading into the playoffs. And we've kind of been doing this with all of the teams as they clinch. I want to talk strengths and weaknesses for this Avs team. What's the biggest reason to believe they can go deep?
Speed and depth. When I look at that team, there really just aren't many weaknesses. I love the fact that they've basically changed out one quarter of their forward group, a full line plus since the deadline. Getting Nichushkin back has been huge. Love the additions of Duhaime and Yakov Trenin. Their penalty kill has been fantastic since the trade deadline. Zach Parise, sort of sneaky addition. MacKinnon having an all-world season. Rantanen hitting 100 points. There's really not much to not like about this forward core. And then you flip to their defense and it's like, holy smokes. You see Sean Walker, third pair right shot, and the goals that he scored just since coming over from the trade. He's been humongous. Josh Manson, a huge part of their run to the Stanley Cup in 2022. And then that top pair, which for my money, probably the best in the NHL, certainly up for debate. With Quinn Hughes and Philip Ronick and the partnership and chemistry that they've had. But then that brings us to the weakness. And for me, it's in net. Alexander Georgiev has just been okay this season. He's not been bad. I think he's played too much for my liking. And Justus Annunen is not really tested when it comes to the NHL level or certainly in the postseason. So if I was going to pick one, you know, sort of area of weakness for the Avs, to me, it would be a net. But here's the thing, Tyler. They proved that in 2022, they don't even need good goaltending in order to win the cup. They did that in spite of Darcy Kemper having arguably the worst Stanley Cup run of any playoff goalie that's ever hoisted the cup. So you'd have to go back like 20, 30 years to see a worse goaltending performance, and they still won the cup in spite of that.
Yeah, I was going to remember Darcy Kemper went through that weird eye injury that year on the run to the cup final. It was Pavel Francouz who actually backstopped them through the Western Conference final when they beat the Edmonton Oilers. So, yeah, they've won in spite of their goaltending in the past. And you look at that roster, the addition of Walker makes them that much deeper on the blue line. I love that they're going to be tougher to play against up front as well. And every line is going to feature a real good amount of size and speed. The Avs certainly looking like a wagon, but everyone knew they'd be looking like a wagon. That's a team who's just a couple of years removed from that cup final win. Frank, before we get to...
Just for the numbers, I looked it up. 902 save percentage for Darcy Kemper in that Stanley Cup run in 2022. If you're looking for a comparable, that's kind of just exactly the zone that Georgiev has been in almost all season long for the Avs. Maybe that's like the Mendoza line of winning the cup. Can you get 900 or better?
Yeah, I was going to say Georgiev is exactly a 901 to this point so far this season. So basically right on pace. Frank, April Fool's Day. So why not have a little bit of fun here? Look back through the season and maybe look at a few moments when you and I were the fools. And I can go first on this one. Every year, I'm good for one take that is so astronomically terrible. Last year, cat food bet, Boston Bruins, we'll never forget. this year, I tweeted out when the Oilers lost that game to the San Jose Sharks in early November, the game that ultimately got Jay Woodcroft fired as head coach of the team. I tweeted out that we were watching the Connor McDavid era in Edmonton unravel right before our eyes. Well, Connor McDavid, back in the Hart Trophy conversation, could very well win the Art Ross. The Oilers still fighting for top spot in the Pacific. It turns out that may have been a little bit of an overreaction by me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. That's where the fandom comes in, the emotion. I mean, if you had told me then that the Oilers would have a chance to win the division, I still probably would have said you're crazy. But think about what it took to get to this point. They're probably still going to fall short, and they had a 16-game winning streak. So, I mean, the fact that that happened and, you know, plus the 8-gamer, I mean, that's a quarter of, more than a quarter of your season that you won consecutively. That's probably going to lift about just about anyone out of the position that they're in. For me, I was scrolling through my 32 bold predictions from before the season started, and one of them was that for the third time in 4 seasons, last year's Stanley Cup finalist, the runner-up, the Florida Panthers, would miss the playoffs. Well, yeah, that didn't exactly look great. It still doesn't. Closing in on 100 points. To me, it's amazing the way that that team has played just from Jump Street this year. Not having Montour and Ekblad, look at the issues that the New Jersey Devils have run into all season long, missing so many key defensemen. I figured the Panthers might fall into some of that category. The fact that they got what they did out of Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Dmitry Kulikov and Forsling, go through their list. Like, it's been an incredibly impressive year, and I wasn't sure that Sergei Bobrovsky could come back and be as good as he's been. I mean, I made this point last week. Think about 1 year ago at this time, the starting goalie for the Florida Panthers, the guy that helped get them into the playoffs, the guy who started game one of the playoffs, was Alex Lyon. He doesn't even play for the team anymore. Sergei Bobrovsky had a north of 3 goals against average at this point last year. He has a .916 save percentage this year. I mean, I didn't see any of that coming. Horrible take. And now the Panthers, to me, I'd say for my money, if I had to pick a team that advances to the Cup final and makes it through the East, for me, with all due respect to everyone else, the team I'm picking right now is the Panthers.
Sergei Bobrovsky, he's in the Vezina conversation. And like you said, a year ago, that was without a doubt the worst contract in the sport. And now he's found a way to flip it in, almost wins a Conn Smythe. And then again, should be or could be a finalist for the Vezina Trophy this year. That award, though, it's locked up by one Connor Hellebuck right now. And on that note, let's get out to today's edition of the All 32. The All 32 is delivered by DoorDash, 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Andrew Patterson, the man behind Winnipeg Sports Talk, joins us. Huss, appreciate your time. It is a tough go as of late for the Winnipeg Jets, though. This 6-game slide really couldn't have come at that much worse of a time as we get to the end of the regular season. What's the most concerning part of this stretch for the Jets?
Holy smokes. That's a loaded question, Tyler. What's going on, fellas? Great to hang with you. Listen, it's been bad overall. I mean, I guess goaltending. I mean, the Jets still have Connor Hellebuck, and Laurent Brossoit has been brilliant. And it certainly has not been on those individuals. The power play has been a disaster. I mean, they finally scored, I think it was 19 straight where they hadn't popped one with the man advantage. The penalty kill has regressed after a pretty nice start to the second half of the season. But it's pretty hard not to look at what's happening right now with the Winnipeg Jets, and in particular, this half dozen games where they've gone without a win and not looked directly at the top line. Mark Scheifele, not even 2 weeks ago against the New York Rangers at MSG, looked like he was channeling 2018 playoff Mark Scheifele. He had a hat trick, and the Winnipeg Jets beat the Rangers, and I can tell you that people around here were really excited. That was one of their signature wins of the season. Since then, it has been a train wreck. I think Kyle Connor is minus 10 in his last 10 games since then. Scheifele is about minus 7. And I mean, we can talk about the depth of the team and the fourth line and Adam Lowry's line. There's not too many teams in the National Hockey League that can win consistently getting killed when their top line is out there for 20 minutes a night. And unfortunately, that has been the case, although things are going to look different when the team drops the puck tonight against the Kings.
Yeah, and let's just, you know, for fun and hypothetical sake, let's say that, you know, as poorly as the Jets have played with their 4-point cushion over the Preds, that they'll find a way to hang on to that number three spot in the Central. All of which begs the question, I know the Stars have a slight edge right now over the Avs. If you're a Winnipeg Jet fan, which team do you want to face more? I know what the season series numbers would say, but would you rather have Colorado or Dallas, Huss?
Me personally, I think Dallas. I mean, there's something about Colorado that just scares the heck out of me. I mean, they are playing at such a high level there. I know they lost that game to Montreal last week, but overall, Frank, they look like they are exactly where you'd want a contending to be right now, getting better and getting ready to be at their best for the playoffs, which unfortunately is the opposite of what Winnipeg is doing. Like, Dallas has been so impressive all year. I think there's still some questions as to where Jake Oettinger is this season. I mean, with some of the numbers that he's put forth, that hasn't been the case in head-to-head matchups against the two teams. Dallas is 3-0. Scott Wedgwood played one of the games, but Oettinger had been strong. But, I mean, to me, I still think that the Avalanche with that Stanley Cup pedigree is going to be the team to beat in this division. But honestly, guys, I mean, we can talk about Colorado, Dallas, I mean, falling to a wild card and playing Vancouver. None of it really matters if the Jets don't considerably raise their level of play, because to be honest, they will be a short out for any team if they look anything close to the team that we've been watching for the last couple of weeks.
You mentioned the shakeup coming in the top six and in that forward group ahead of the game against the Kings. And, you know, Rick Bonus, I think, has been relatively patient with his lines. Is there a combination that you personally really want to see?
Well, this is it tonight, guys. I mean, okay. Kyle Connor was injured for a period earlier in the season. And it sort of coincided with Gabe Vilardi coming back from that injury that he suffered in game three. And for a period in December, when arguably the Jets played their best hockey of the entire season, this team was being driven by Mark Scheifele with Nikolaj Ehlers and Gabriel Vilardi. And I mean, you can get into pretty much any metric. I mean, something as simple as scoring and being scored against, if you want to get into expected goals, all that. This has been the line that's been clearly the best that we've seen at any point this season. Rick Bonus has been absolutely hesitant to get anywhere near back to it. It's almost like Scheifele and Connor were together. We sometimes joke about the Jets in the past as being a union shop. It sort of got back to this point where those guys were going to be one and two. If Vilardi's good to go, that was the line. And for whatever reason, Nikolaj Ehlers was a guy that sort of thought to drive the second line. I had said on the show in the last couple of weeks, because this is a constant topic from fans on Winnipeg Sports talking around, like, when are they going to go back to that? And I mean, there was a real stubbornness, to be honest, to the coaching staff to get to this point. And said, listen, if we do see this line again, it's probably going to come because the bottom's fallen out on this club. And that seems like what's happened over the last couple of weeks. So they put them together in Saturday's game against the Ottawa Senators. They did have about three high-octane shifts that I think gave people some hope. They're going back with it today. Kyle Connor's going to be playing with Sean Monahan on the second line. And we'll see whether they can get more from the top line, because they were, not only were they not scoring, they were getting scored on far too often. And then we'll see what happens with the power play. I mean, with the team that has as much talent as the Jets have, it's almost inconceivable that you could go that long without scoring in the power play. And Frank, as you well know, I mean, it's one thing not to score, but when you're not even getting shots on 4-minute power plays, it completely sucks all the life out of everything you'd be doing up until that point. And as I said, it has been a real rough month. People very happy that we're into the month of April and putting March behind us going into tonight.
So, Huss, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they actually said, hold my beer. They went 35 straight power plays at one point this season with some legit Hall of Fame talent without scoring.
Wow.
But let's give you a little pixie dust and a magic wand. You can fix one thing before the playoffs roll around for the Jets. Is it the power play? Is it the penalty kill? Is it the first line? What do you fix if you have a magic wand with the Jets?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, I think it has to be the top line. I mean, as much as special teams are so important, you're fighting such a losing battle if your top line's getting caved in night after night. And you know, listen, we know the teams and the level of competition. Like, anybody in the Western Conference playoffs is going to be going up against a beast in the first round. And you guys have to at least be able to compete at that level and be able to hold them on. I mean, I would normally go to the special teams. And I think penalty kill is what traditionally you would say is the most important thing you have to have. I think they're closer to it on the PK than they are on the power play. And as I said, we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, if they can build off scoring a goal and getting some chances late, maybe that'll be a big plus for them. But that's the thing about the Jets. They've had such a great season so far. At times, they looked like legitimately one of the top teams in the league. And they've just gotten so far away from so many aspects of it. Even just snapping your fingers and correcting one, I'm not sure is enough, Frank. I mean, they really need to come together, turn it around, hit a whole bunch of things and do them all better just to be able to compete with teams like Dallas and Colorado, because we certainly know what those teams are going to be bringing to the party come a couple weeks from now.
8 games left in the regular season for the Jets to get it sorted out. You can find him on Twitter at Hustlerama, doing great work as well with Winnipeg Sports Talk. Huss, appreciate your time, man.
Have a great one, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Moving along to our daily face-off inbox question, Mr. Saravalli. We'll keep it April Fool's themed as well. Good hockey-themed prank from your days, maybe from your youth. Is there anything that stands out?
Not real. Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
There are two I can remember really, really well from my days of minor hockey. One, the classic clear tape on the skate blades. Oof. And if you just threw it, like, sometimes you go full blade and the person is down and out on their first stride, or just throw a little at the back and usually they can get a few strides in before the speed wobbles come and they fall. That's always good. Also, pop the plug out of a guy's stick, fill it up with water, and then just put a whole roll of tape around the top. That's a great way to mess with someone.
Man, I'm having flashbacks to Mite Hockey. My dad was our coach, and one time someone got him with the clear tape on the skates. But as a coach going out, man, he fell. He hit his elbow so hard. I could still hear him yelling. That was just not right. And it wasn't me.
You're still denying it to this day. I like that, yeah. Frank. No statute of limitations on that. From your days as a beat man in the NHL, who is the favorite? Who are your favorite prankster that you covered? Anyone stand out?
I don't know about prankster. I mean, I guess the closest would be Scott Hartnell. Just because he never took anything seriously ever. And that was maybe about as close as I could get.
Someone with the YouTube name Stoffer for Premier says Marc-Andre Fleury, king of April Fools. He probably does hold the crown for number one in the NHL still, right?
100%. And still doing it, like as recently as a couple weeks ago, he ran into some former teammates and was going through their locker room as they were coming in, and his Wild team was leaving the building. It never ends.
Never ends. Let's move along to our daily bets for the day, brought to you by Betano. Frank, I got a couple of plays lined up for this evening's slate in the NHL, starting with a little shot prop parlay. Anthony Duclair has hit this in 5 of 6 games. He's been crushing it since going over to the Tampa Bay Lightning. For Evgeny Malkin, he was actually on a run of 8 straight games of hitting this number. He missed it last game. So as I've been doing as of late, kind of one bounce back, one guy who's been hitting it and on a good run, I'm going Duclair and Malkin played together at a nice plus 140. For my other one, it's Connor McDavid to record 2+ assists. It is very hard to find value on number 97 when it comes to the betting world, but he hit this. He was on a run of hitting this in 5 consecutive games. He missed last time against the Ducks, had 2 goals and an assist, but McDavid to get 2+ assists is back to plus 145. And I'm all over it. He's been so productive as of late, crushing this number in a ton of games down the stretch. And there's no reason to think the Oilers offense is going to let up as they begin a road trip out in St. Louis. So give me McDavid, 2+ assists and a shot prop parlay over on Betano. And Frank, that brings us to Garbage Time, brought to you by Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Taking a look at the options here tonight. Are you going to be sticking with your strategy of just straight up picking a winner?
Going with the Florida Panthers, as we just talked about earlier, to get a win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Potential first round previews, certainly some juice on the line, and just an interesting spot that the Leafs are in general. Whether they finish in second, third, or fourth in the Atlantic, they're either playing Boston or Florida in the first round. So, I mean, their lot in life isn't really going to change. And aside from, you know, playing well at the right time of year, there doesn't really feel like there's a ton to play for in Toronto.
Yeah, and I'm having a tough one with this slate. I'm garbage at it. So I don't know, Vince Dunn to pick up a point there at the bottom. That doesn't seem like a terrible idea. What seems like a great idea is heading to Wendy's after this for the all-new Cinnabon pull-apart and a small coffee, just $5 at Wendy's or when you download the Wendy's app. Garbage Time today, Frank, to wrap up the show. Things are not going well in Anaheim. I get that it's frustrating, but this was Bush League from Trevor Zegras. You are on the road in Seattle. You get a penalty you don't like, which was a wildly undisciplined and dumb penalty to take anyways. And he responds by destroying one of the broadcast cameras in the penalty box. I would certainly hope there was a bill waiting for Zegras after the game.
Yeah, that's typically what happens, is the player does end up getting the bill to replace the equipment. Frankly, should come with a fine with it as well. There's just no reason for it. I understand you mentioned how frustrating this season has been. The Ducks have been brutal of late. Zegras missed a huge chunk of this year with injury. They traded his best friend in Jamie Drysdale. I mean, there hasn't really been a ton fun about this year, especially starting the year with a contract squabble with your team. I don't know. Not a lot to look forward to. And it's going to be a really interesting summer for Trevor Zegras, as we pointed out. I personally don't think he's long for Anaheim. I think the shine has worn off. I think there's some frustration that's built up on his own end as well, that could potentially make this a mutual parting of the way. Certainly wouldn't want to classify it or report anything like that. I'm not saying that that's happening. I'm just saying I think it's been fair to say that there's been a lot that's happened.
Yeah, and not a great moment over the weekend. That is a wrap on a Monday edition of Daily Faceoff Live. Big week coming up, though. Stephen Ellis, John Goins is going to join us later in the week as well. So I hope everybody in the YouTube had a good long weekend and you're ready to get back after it. We'll be back tomorrow, noon Eastern. Chat with you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.